Hello everyone, I'm home and safe, thanks to everyone's concern over Twitter, and for those of you saying that you were hooked on the story, here is the end of the story. The man who was roving up and down the train carriage, shouting and effing and blinding and saying, I'll fucking kill you, and then he was just really angry, and everyone was, you know, intently looking at their books and trying to avoid looking him in the eye. And he was just striding up and down and shouting at people here and there, and shouting at this young girl in front of me. And she looked about 17 or 18, and like, that's pretty scary when you haven't seen much of the world. It's pretty scary when you have. So I thought, there's plenty of people around, so I feel pretty comfortable just telling him to just move on, and I did, and that resulted in a torrent of abuse, and he kept on roving up and down, and then he came back, and he was just shouting, and I just tried something a bit different, because everyone was just, like, abjectly looking out of their windows, so I looked him in the eye and nodded after he said something, and he just sort of, his shoulders just sunk away from his, they were all hunched up, and he just sort of, like, they melted away from his head. And he looked at me, and he said something else, and I said, are you all right? And he just looked at me and then sat down. And he said, no, I'm not all right. I said, have you had a bad day? He said, you have no idea. And continued to talk in a way that I would consider vaguely unhinged. And I wouldn't have tried this with someone who I thought was, like, drunk and violent and, you know, all there, but I didn't think he necessarily was. And he just sat and he talked to me. He said he liked my hair colour. And he said he was sorry. And I said, well, maybe you should do less shouting and swearing. And he said, you're right, I'm sorry. And then he just sat for the rest of the journey. No, I don't think that means anything big and symbolic. And that could have turned out wrong for me. I don't think it. I mean, there were probably about 15 other people in the train carriage. And I think if he'd actually got violent, they would have stood up and stopped him. I know I would have done. But I just found it kind of a little heartbreaking how someone actually listening to him placated him so quickly. So that's the end of the story, and I am now back home after a very long train journey. I think I left Manchester about half seven, and I am going to go very unceremoniously to bed. But thank you for all your your tweets, and Book Pirate and WB Big Dave, especially for your hints and tips on where to injure someone. I shall save them for another day, but I hopefully won't need them. Okay, take care everyone. Good night.